What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the weekend edition of this podcast, folks. Coming to you from Manhattan, Kansas. I'm recording this on Friday. Yes, I said weekend. I'm recording this just after a super busy day at work. And this will be posted on Sunday, uploaded Sunday in the Purple Project P feed, wherever you get your podcast, folks. Here for a quick second here, football. Remember Skylar Thompson getting drafted in the 7th round pick, 240-ish something, yep, 247th overall in the NFL draft this past April, just a few weeks out from that, or over from that, actually, I should say. He did end up signing on today, so that's why I'm on here recording this on this Friday. We'll be posted on Sunday because I will be out at the Kansas Speedway getting ready for the NASCAR Cup Series regular season race at Kansas Speedway. So so that means you're not going to hear any of the baseball recaps. Now, saying that, now I could go ahead and, depending on time, because I usually do things a little bit on schedule while I'm on the road. So we'll see if I can fit it in, but if I do record something, it will be only be posted when I get back. So just to warn you guys, K-State Nation, you're not going to get recaps until Monday with the overall recap of the K-State Baylor series, which is going to be starting at the Recording This Podcast here in a few moments. So yeah, it's the Recording This Podcast, K-State preparing for their final home series of 2022 campaign against Baylor Bears. Skylar Thompson was announced by the Miami Dolphins earlier today. They did sign Skylar Thompson along with their other draft pick both their late signees draft picks came in the 7th round. So they signed their other 7th rounder, or I'll just say the name. I mean, we don't really care about this guy. no offense, Cameron Goody and Skylar Thompson, former K-State quarterback, stand out there as well. Just to recap some of those numbers real quick, obviously, drafted by Miami. He was a 5-year letterman for K-State going back to 2017 through this past year, 2021, in a 4-year start at K-State, where he became the only player in school history with 6,000 career passing yards in 1,000 career rushing yards. He started 40 career K-State games, totaling 7,134 passing yards, 42 passing touchdowns, while adding a little bit of dish, 1,087 rushing yards, and 26 touchdowns on the ground. It's going to be a while. The way that things are going with this whole transfer portal deal and whatnot, it might be a little bit before somebody catches up to that stat. That's pretty damn impressive. And we've gone through his numbers throughout his career here on the Purple Project Podcast, me and my co-host Alex Aiden. So, I mean, this is right here. I think it's going to be a while before somebody can get up there and try to challenge for that spot. So, with the way that the modern college game is right now, where things are going on with the NIL, speaking of which, I do want to shout another congratulations to Ayoka Lee putting out some merch out there. I saw it just now before hopping on the record button here for you guys. So there is Ayoka Lee merch out there. I'm actually going to go take a peek. Hopefully when I have some time, I'm going to take a peek at that here. So definitely give that a look as well. And definitely, speaking of giving a look, the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly Edition 9-9 of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly. When this comes out, it is now out wherever you get your podcast. We've had some hard-hitting guests already on this podcast, but this was my former colleague that I met at Wildcat 919, none other than Eli Anderson. I think, you know, going back, this is probably jumps to number one of my favorites, obviously. This is more to come this summer as we, after golf wraps up, baseball and track and field get wrapped up. I'm sure we'll hear some more recruiting news out of Jerome Tang, and maybe some more from Jeff Mitty's side as well, from women's basketball. We will definitely would like to go out and any of you former K-Staters, also players, current players, and maybe throwing a tad of some former players in there as well, and also K-State media as well. So that's been on the brain really since episode 50 of the Purple Project podcast. So finally, there is the episodes Keelan Valentine, where we will have him back on. Keelan Valentine, Curtis Kelly, Reggie Stubblefield, add Eli Anderson to the mix. That is out now wherever you get your podcast. That is a must listen. I'm not going to spoil anything. Please subscribe, download it. You're a big K-State guru. Check it out. You're looking for some fresh K-State content, some stories. Purple Project Podcast, place to be. That's going to do it on this edition of the Purple Project Podcast weekly edition. I'll be checking back in with you guys on Monday. And we got some fresh music on the way, folks. And a big milestone on the podcast. And happy 2-year anniversary to the Purple Project Podcast. We're officially going in to year 3 on Monday. So I want to get that out there. I'd be amiss to miss that on this podcast. It's been a blast. And this thing from the ground up, it's getting better and better each and every week. And I'm excited from what's to come. And also hopefully to announce something also soon as well. So yeah, so a lot going on that aspects as well. Appreciate you guys, K-State Nation. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater. And again, one more time, congratulations to all the K-State graduates who are graduating this month. Appreciate y'all. You guys deserve it. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.